Good evening and Merry Christmas. Welcome you all to Holy Trinity, to our family service this evening. This is a Eucharistic service, so we will be sharing in a meal together at communion. All are welcome to come to the table and be fed. We have both wine and grape juice this evening. Wine is in a silver chalice. Grape juice is in a ceramic chalice. We commune here at Holy Trinity by intincting or dipping your wafer into the chalice of your choice. We have gluten-free wafers for those of you that may have gluten insensitivities or allergies. And again, all are welcome to our table. This is our version of lessons and carols for the family, and so we invite you to sing along with the hymns and the carols in between a few of our readings this evening. And at the end of our service, it is a candlelight vigil, so we will have candlelights. If you don't have candles or flashlights, you can find them at the entranceways, and the acolytes will be through at the end of the service to light the candles. And then we just pass it along one to another, and then you can turn your flashlights on if you have flashlights instead. Those are awesome as well. So again, welcome to our service this evening. And I invite you to rise as you are able as we prepare to sing our processional hymn.
Thank you. People who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them light shines. Thanks be to God for the gift of your Son, Jesus, who is Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, the Light of the World.
Mary gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
His name shall be called Emmanuel, meaning God with us. Do not be afraid, for I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. Glory to the newborn King. Let us pray together. Almighty God, you made this holy night shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that here on earth we may walk in the light of Jesus' presence, and in the last day wake to the brightness of his glory. Through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
The Old Testament reading for Christmas Eve is recorded in Isaiah, the 9th chapter. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness, from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you.
This is the Nativity of our Lord, according to Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth of Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors."
Thank you.
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. And when they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. And I invite the young people, young at heart, to come forward, to gather around. I have a special friend tonight. We're reading a story, so gather around so everybody can see. Hi, you can sit down. Sit so everybody can see. You might want to turn around. There you go. You're working it. You got it. Come on, Lillian. Is there here? So this is my friend. He doesn't have a name, or at least he hasn't told me yet. He's shy. He's a little church mouse. And he lives in churches. He's really shy. But he wanted me to share a story with you guys tonight. It's about a story about him and his adventures on one Christmas Eve. All right? Hopefully he doesn't run away. He could. I see you have skinny cow. So Mouse's Christmas gift. Mouse shivered in the drafty sanctuary of the church. The room was bleak and bare. Where was Parson? Mouse scurried over to Parson's empty study and glanced at the calendar. December 23rd. Something wasn't right. There's Mouse looking at his calendar. Something's not right. As he crept back to the sanctuary, Mouse glanced around the room and realized what was missing. In the storage closet, he burrowed through boxes, searching until he found the right one. Could he arrange the delicate figurines? Pulling and prodding, lugging and lifting, Mouse worked until he finished the job. And when he was done, sweet baby Jesus slept in the manger. Beside him stood Joseph and Mary, God's faithful servants. There was the magnificent angel that announced the greatest message of joy the earth would ever know. The lowly shepherds and sheep chosen to hear and spread the good news were there. And last but not least, the wise men from the east who followed the star had brought gifts to the King of Kings. Look at Mouse. Setting up the nativity. Getting everybody out and ready. But something still did not feel right. Where could Parson be? Mouse ducked through the crack in the wall and he raced through his tunnels until his wet nose poked into the small living quarters in the back of the church. "Parson, your fever is worse," said his wife as she brushed her hand across his forehead. Parson began to cough. "I guess I have no choice," he mumbled as he pulled the quilt over his thin, shivering frame. See it? Mouse watched Parson's wife nail a note to the door of the old church. "Christmas Eve service canceled." Mouse's tail drooped. Parson had never canceled a Christmas Eve service before, Mouse had to do something. But what? Mouse looks so sad. He's not happy. Back to the boxes. He tripped and fell on something hard and made of wax. He had an idea. Mouse set a sturdy candle in the window of the old church and lit its wick. The glow filled the room. But would anyone see it? That night, Mouse stared at the nativity and the soft glow of the candlelight as he drifted off to sleep. What do you think's gonna happen? Do you know? Across town, Alexander Stevens peered out his window into the starry night. The streets of the village looked deserted. The decorations stayed tucked away. Grim, worried villagers repeated the phrase, "No money for Christmas." Alexander sighed. Did it really take money to celebrate Christmas? In the distance, he saw the silhouette of the old church, its strong steeple pointing to heaven. He blinked. And then he blinked again. Was that a light in the window? He's getting ready for Christmas. While his parents slept, Alexander stepped softly out into the crisp air and gathered pine branches and holly, forming a circle. He ran to the church door and hung his meager wreath in place. "Joy to the world," Alexander whispered to himself as he headed back home. The next day, Lizzie Jenkins noticed Alexander's wreath on the door of the church, and she pointed and said to her sister, "That pine tree looks bare standing next to the wreath. Let's tie our hair ribbons on its branches to decorate for Christmas." From his forge, the blacksmith watched hair ribbons, quilting squares, scraps of fabric appear on the tree as many passerby stood to add a decoration. He began to heat and shape a piece of scrap metal into a shining star. When the blacksmith thought that no one was looking, he carried a ladder over and set the star in its place. Out her window, Widow Bartholomew's eyes studied the blacksmith as he placed the star on top of the tree. A smile crept onto her face, and she looked in her cupboard and spotted the jar of strawberry jam she had saved for such a special occasion. Then she set to baking bread. That night, on Christmas Eve, a small group of villagers gathered in front of the darkened church. Mouse peered out the window, and his heart began to pound. They came. He raced up the doorframe and unlocked the latch. The townspeople talked and whispered in front of the church, "It's been a while since I've been to church. Where's Parson and his wife? I think he's been ill." They tried the door, and they found it unlocked. "I could light a fire in the stove," said the blacksmith. "I've brought my bread and strawberry jam to share," added Widow Bartholomew. The villagers sat in the pews and looked at each other. "What next?" "We have our voices," said Mrs. Stevens. Looks like they're getting ready for some church. They said it was canceled, I know, but they're in church. Looks like they're getting ready to do something.
Oh, man.
So they began to sing, "O holy night, The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices. Sounds like they didn't cancel after all, Lil. They're singing in church. Parson heard the music from his bed. What was going on? He wrapped himself in his quilt and walked to the door, his wife following behind. As they entered the chapel, someone began reading from the Bible, from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. Parson sat down in a pew and stared. Why had the people come? Who set up the nativity? Had he left the church unlocked? He closed his eyes and listened. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. The parson smiled. Good news of great joy. The baby Jesus is the Savior for all people. He fills our greatest need. Mouse watched from his home in the wall, a smile on his face as he nibbled a bit of bread and strawberry jam. Christmas Eve, all was well. So it doesn't sound like Christmas Eve was canceled after all, does it? The end. Yes, the wreath was covering the note. So they had Christmas Eve anyways, even though they said it was canceled. Mouse put it all together. That was the story Mouse wanted to share. But I have a question, a little bit of a pop quiz. For those of you that regularly attend here, you have heard me talk about it even as close as this past Sunday.
Oh, I know.
You don't even know what I'm going to ask yet. Oh, you think you might, huh? What did we do during Advent?
Oh, I
might
read.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Totally know. Yes.
We prepared for Jesus coming.
We prepared for Jesus coming. That's right. And are you ready? All the presents are wrapped. The cookies are made. The decorations are up. You're done. We're just waiting for Jesus. Yeah? Yes. Well, I have a little secret. I'm not ready. I don't have any gifts wrapped. I didn't put a tree up this year. I know. Will Jesus still come if I'm not ready?
Yes.
What? Jesus comes every year. Even if I'm not ready? Wow. I might as well just go back and sit down now. You guys stole my thunder. Jesus is still going to come. God still shows up, whether we're ready or not. Whether we've done all the preparations or not. Jesus still comes. Jesus couldn't wait. Jesus was so excited, God was so excited, and God was filled with so much love for God's people that God couldn't wait. Ready or not, God comes. And Mouse agrees. Mouse did all the preparations, and people came and showed up, and God comes and shows up, whether we're ready or not. I will say, I am glad that we're ready. As far as I know, baby Jesus is over in the manger. All the Mary and Joseph and the shepherds and the sheep are there. Like, we're ready here at Holy Trinity. We were ready. I mean, we did a sneak preview on Sunday. We even named them. What did we name them?
Emmanuel.
And what does it mean?
God
is coming. Fantastic. You guys did just what I asked on Sunday. And that God comes whether we're ready or not. Do you think God cares that we weren't ready?
No.
No? God still comes, huh? Wow, you guys are really smart to know all of that. That God's going to come regardless. Why don't we pray? And you guys can go back and we'll finish our service. Because you guys stole my sermon right out from under me. You guys are that good. All right, let's pray. Good and gracious God, thank you for giving us this night, the night we come together to celebrate your birth. Whether we're ready or not, you still come. Your love overpowers and overwhelms and compels your coming, whether we're ready or not. Thank you for sending your Son, our Savior, Emmanuel, God with us, Jesus, God saves us, to come into this world to be with us. Thank you. Amen. Before you go, I have a special gift for all of you.
You all get Minnie Mouse.
What? Last year's was awesome. It was a love rock. So this year you guys get your very own church mice.
How lovely. Except they aren't going in
churches. Except they aren't going to go in churches. They're going to go into your homes. So they can be house mice. Make sure you don't let your kitties near them.
Don't worry, I don't have a cat.
Just one.
I have a cat.
Yeah, don't let.
No,
I don't want that one. Your dad probably wants a green one. All right, did everybody get one? Your very own church mice? Fantastic.
Thank you. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share with one another a sign of Christ's peace. I invite you to rise as you are able, and let us pray in thanksgiving. Generous God, you have given us life, this community, and these gifts of the earth that become the meal of your grace. Move us in our hearts that we might use your gifts to bring hope and blessing wherever we go. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. In the wonder and mystery of the Word made flesh, you have opened the eyes of faith to a new and radiant vision of your glory, that beholding the God made visible, we may be drawn to love the God whom we cannot see. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy One, the beginning and the end, the giver of life, blessed are you for the birth of creation. Blessed are you in the darkness and in the light. Blessed are you for your promise to your people. Blessed are you in the prophet's hopes and dreams. Blessed are you for Mary's openness to your will. Blessed are you for your Son, Jesus, the Word made flesh. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of your sin. When you drink from this cup, do it in remembrance of me." Let us proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. With this bread and cup, we remember your word dwelling among us, full of grace and truth. We remember our new birth in his death and resurrection. We look with hope for his coming. Come, Lord Jesus. Holy God, we long for your spirit. Come among us. Bless this meal. May your word take flesh in us, awaken your people, fill us with your light, bring the gift of peace on earth. Come, Holy Spirit. All praise and glory are yours, Holy One of Israel, Word of God incarnate, power of the Most High, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Let us pray together. Emmanuel, God with us, you grace us with life and breath and give us bread for the journey. Send us out in service to this world that you love, telling the amazing news of your coming to be Savior and Lord of all. Amen. You may be seated during the lighting of our candles. The acolytes will come down the center aisle and light your candles, beginning with those closest to the center aisle. We invite you to dip the unlit candle into the lit candle. Or at this time, if you have a flashlight, you can turn on your flashlights. And after the reading and after the candles have been lit, we'll invite you to stand for the singing of Silent Night.
The reading of light from the first chapter of St. John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, all who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
grace from God's own heart, peace from the child in the manger, and strength from the Spirit of life be blessing for you today and forevermore. Amen.
Thanks be to God.